This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to those 2,500 Florida Army National Guardsmen that have been activated, Godspeed, my brothers and sisters, because I'll tell you what, this is not going to be an easy one. This is not going to be an easy one. We're all watching what we're watching, and we'll get into that with my first guest, Frank Stilvallo, in just a minute. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, and we got a whole bunch of them down here bringing supplies to Florida as fast as they can get them here. Guarantee you that one. And also, of course, our bulk mail center drivers are going to be doubling up doing some different things today and over the next few days besides just delivering mail. Suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and, of course, jet fuel. And not to forget about the Amazon folks there, the warehouse guys and gals, and the truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, you can follow us on MeWe, Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, where I think he's going to be okay, and it's Frank Stilvallo. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I think as it stands right now, you're going to be all right up there.
Yeah, we're in the clear, and we're on the easy side of the hurricane, if there is one.
Yeah, well.
the way the models are looking, I don't think we're not going to get anything like you're going to get.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute, because this isn't my first rodeo, and I need to explain to people that sit back and go, well, we never had one here, so we're not going to worry about it. Really? Well, you better start paying attention, folks, because I'm telling you, this one is coming to us. We don't need to look for it. It's coming to us. Now, Frank, I want to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because we're going to need a little divine intervention here for the next several days. We've got a real bad one coming at us, Frank, a real bad one. And Ian became a hurricane about, 20 minutes ago or so when the last report came out. I told everybody when I took the airways earlier this morning that by the time I did the last hour, the way this thing was building up, it was going to be a hurricane. And it is a Cat 1 hurricane. And it's predicted to rapidly strengthen today and expected to produce significant wind and storm surge, especially in western Cuba, which is going to follow its way up along the western side of Florida.
Yeah, this is nothing to take lightly. And to anybody who's saying what you were saying before about they've never been through one, so they're not concerned. You've been living in Florida for a while. I went through Andrew back in the 90s. That was enough to make me a believer.
Yeah.
And then Michael. And this one is not going to be a fun time for people.
And I brought a contingent of firefighters down from New York during Andrew and saw the end result. And we got in there and did what we could to help. We got here as fast as we could because it was, again, one of those deals where it was all hands on deck.
Yeah, it looked like the aftermath of a war zone, especially
That's right.
in Homestead.
Yep.
When Mother Nature decided to unleash fury, there's no not paying attention to it. So at this point, if you live in the Sarasota, Tampa, Longboat Key, even starting at Naples and getting a little bit north into the Big Bend, you've got to take this seriously. That doesn't mean go out and buy every roll of toilet paper you have. It means if you live in a low-lying place, you may want a DD for a little bit. And you may want to start planning for that now so you don't contribute to the traffic jams that will inevitably happen 24 hours beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
If you're staying, get some water. Make sure you have at least a gallon for each person for at least 5 days.
Yep.
You'll be fine then. Get your gas cans filled. Get your car filled.
Yep.
You know, all the logical stuff. Make sure you have batteries for flashlights.
Yep.
You know, think about filling up your bathtub with water so you can flush your toilet.
You bet. And I said that to somebody this morning, and they said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, haven't you ever heard of that?" "Well, we have power, we have this, we have a generator." No. When they lose the power, well, they have generators at those sewage plants and all that. I said, not all of them.
Yeah, I did. I'm honest to God, I don't think I've ever seen a toilet that plugs in.
No. No.
You know, it all works with the gravity and the water. So you believe me, if you've got water in your bathtub to flush your toilet, you are going to thank us for reminding you to do this.
Yep.
Because if you don't have water for 3 days and you need to go to the bathroom,
yep. Good luck.
It's going to become noticeable. Yeah.
And by the way, we told some people that the last time around we went through this. I forget whenever it was, Maria, about what, 3 years ago or so. We told people about this, and they were calling us up thanking us because it was true. It happened. And I told one woman says, "Well, I wasn't sure, but I was going to fill the bathroom up anyway, the bathtub to see if it was going to work." Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato, 2. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and thank you very much, Frank. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S. And don't forget, right now, they've got the brand spanking new dealership open up there in Brooksville on State Route 50. Just east of the Suncoast Parkway, just east of there. You see it on the right side when you get off State Route 50. And it's a gorgeous place. I don't mind telling you, gorgeous place. Now, I'm scheduled to be up there this Saturday, and as far as I know, I'm going to be there at that time. We'll see. Storm might change things, don't know. But Moss Nissan, you've heard me talk about them before, and you heard me talk about them for a number of years. They are the core sponsor here on this show. The studio is named after them. I believe in what they do, and the reason I believe is because I know the family. And their motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they strive very hard to do that, and to be that way, as well as in their personal lives and whatnot. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, all get offered tremendous deals on the vehicles that you buy. And I know that for a fact because I've had two of them. Now, the best thing that you can do is also put this one in the bank, Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Who's doing that? Nobody. And we've had people come here from as far west as Phoenix, as far north as Minneapolis, up into the Ohio and Vermont and New York, upstate New York, and everywhere in between to come down here to buy a vehicle because of those couple of points. They can't get that kind of a deal where they're at. Now, Moss Nissan has dealerships in Crystal River. They have the Taj Mahal in Newport Richey, which is the big store that started it all. And then, of course, they have the Nissan and Acura dealership side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new one in Brooksville. right there on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. So stop by, or before you do, check them out online, MossNissan.com. MossNissan.com. Stop by and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello there, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Okay, we're looking at a Category 3, let's see, Thursday, 2 a.m. right here off St. Petersburg.
That is a significant life-threatening storm.
Mm-hmm. And down there by Bradenton and Sarasota and a little bit further south, Category 4. And these winds, okay, are not going to be, and the thing's going to be making a turn, but these winds are not going to be that far offshore. They're going to skirt the shoreline. They really are, as well as all this rain and this surge they got coming.
Well, you're on the whip side. The west coast of Florida is going to be on the whip side, so you're going to get some significant wind if it's a Cat 3 and Cat 4.
Yep.
And that's what's going to cause a lot of the damage. Remember, afterwards, that's when the flooding is going to start happening.
That's right.
Before and after, because of the way that it moves.
Yeah, and the bad part, Frank, it's coming at night.
And that's, not a good time to come for a hurricane. You want it to happen during the daytime so people are up and ready. This is one of those times where you kind of alter your schedule so you're awake. You want to be awake for this.
Well,
just use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be brave. Don't, the bravado, the I can handle it, and I want to go through. Let's have a hurricane party. I want to go through it.
Oh, no.
It sounds romantic. You've seen it in movies and stuff like that, but it's not.
Unless you're in a brick building with a flat roof, you don't want to be in a hurricane.
No. Well,
or a concrete building, I meant to say. Concrete.
Yeah. I'll believe you don't want to get a hurricane at all.
Yeah.
But, it's a lot of the construction in the South, especially newer construction that isn't brick or isn't based in like concrete block, is built for the weather. It's not like a house that's built up north for the winter.
No. Uh-uh.
So when these hurricanes come through, because of the material that they get to use in a nicer climate than, let's say, New York or Chicago, it makes these structures quite vulnerable to anything over a Cat 2.
Well, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, folks, go take a look at some of these new apartments that are being built and look and see all the plywood that's going up on the side of the building. That's the telltale sign right there that you're going to have an issue.
Yeah, when you looked at Homestead after Andrew, whatever was left over was just absolutely pulverized plywood.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna walk away from my place, and I'm gonna come over here to this side of the bay, and I'm gonna stay here until the storm subsides, and then I'm gonna go back and see what's left of my place. Now, if my place gets destroyed, blown apart, whatever the case might be, so be it. I have insurance.
Yeah, this is, I've had to negotiate a couple house buying deals in Florida. Mm. And, it's like, if you're buying, you got to have hurricane insurance, you better get flood insurance, this, that, the other. It sounds like it's always a big pain in the butt.
Yep.
Like, oh, I've got to get this, got to get certified for that. But when the rubber hits the road, And it comes beating down on you. And if you live in Florida long enough, you will be in the target area of a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
When it happens, you're very happy you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, again, there's a lot of people that don't, and they don't know what they're going to do. I had people calling me. As a matter of fact, I took some calls here at the station last night. I wasn't on the air yet. And people were calling me up with all kinds of questions about this and that, and what do I do for this? And what do I says, listen, I don't have enough time to talk about this with you, but I can give you a website, and maybe I can give you a phone number, but if I can't, I'll give you a website. And if you don't have a computer, get somebody that does, and they will answer your questions for you.
And that's another thing going into this. Make sure that your phones are charged.
Yep.
And if you have any batteries that you use as auxiliary power for your phones, have them charged.
Yep.
And charge up your laptops. Because that is going to be your communication if you take a direct hit or a strong glancing blow on this for quite a while.
Okay, I got a question for you from George the Godfather. Good morning, George. It was great to be sitting with you for breakfast on Saturday. His question is, would the new Prime Minister of Italy shake up European economies?
Well, I mean, they're pretty much intertwined over there, but anybody who's got a strong conservative fiscal responsibility is going to do a better job than what they have.
And she is a fiscal conservative, by the way.
And they call her the farthest right winger. Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing for Italy, and it's a good thing for the European Union. You know, they have to pivot back. They have to pivot back from socialism because, you know, what we complain about being socialism over here is nothing like the EU.
Correct.
Nothing. They are farther down the line in the socialism than we are over here. And Italy and Greece are kind of leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
So to have this election happen in one of the most left nations over in Europe,
mm-hmm.
This is a very good sign that the people of Europe are starting to wake up and pivot back. The same thing happened with the election in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they need to not only pivot back to at least the center, they've got to start renouncing the economic plans of the World Economic Forum,
mm-hmm.
which is in their own backyard. If they could rebuke them as new leaders with conservative fiscal policy,
mm-hmm.
it will be much better for the world.
Mm. Now, I'm going to be calling on you during the course of this storm to give us some of your expertise, because this is not our first rodeo. You've been through these storms as a first responder. I've been through these storms as a first responder. People are going to have all kinds of questions. They always do. Some of them make no sense, but that happens. But you and I together can answer some different things, and I'm going to figure out a way that we can make this work. It's not going to be like any one set time, because I got to work it around some other people. But we are going to get involved. I'm just letting you know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Whatever you need. That's
yep. And I. Yep. And back in the day, I think I've responded to 6 or 7. I quit counting. Major hurricanes because of our unit. Our heavy rescue unit was always in demand. I mean, we had the equipment, we had the wherewithal, and we did what we did. Okay, Frank, I got to let you go because I got another guest coming on here, but I will talk to you sooner than Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
I'm going to stay high. I'm going to stay high, my friend. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm staying high. I'm getting above sea level. Gee whiz. No low for this guy. Not this week.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An energy-gaining tropical storm, Ian, was expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday and possibly into a Category 4 storm as early as midweek. The hurricane will approach Florida's west coast by midweek. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News Sunday night warns the Kremlin on its nuclear weapon threats.
We've heard a lot of irresponsible rhetoric coming out of Vladimir Putin, but we're focused on making sure that
we're all acting responsibly, especially when it comes to this kind of loose rhetoric. We have been very clear with the Russians publicly and as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
DART, a bus-sized spacecraft traveling at about 14,000 miles an hour, will try to hit a space rock tonight to see if it can divert future meteors. Impact is scheduled for 7:14 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. We appreciate that very much. And before I get talking with my next guest, who's a surprise guest, I haven't told you who it is yet. You're going to love it, though, when you hear what we're talking about. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is a product I've been taking for well over 8 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, it helps my body reduce inflammation. Also, the swelling that I have, the issues that I have there, it helps with that. And that's because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, because it helps the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going. And it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. So it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, get the three-week quick start and away you go. I'm sure you're going to find out it's going to work for you, too, because I met a bunch of people at the gun show down in Sarasota that were thanking me for introducing them to Relief Factor. Okay, now, it's always an honor and a pleasure to introduce this next individual because she's one of the hardest working people that I know in politics. She currently does some advising, if you will. She is a counselor. She is an attorney. And she did something that is suddenly in the news. And the only one talking about it seems to be myself and the Epic Times. And I think a lot more people need to be talking about it. So welcome to the show, Amanda Mackey. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Listen, you lit it up in Wisconsin with this investigation that you were on. But I guess what you were doing was you were checking ballots. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were. This was during the now famous recount in Wisconsin after the 2020 presidential election, where we found over 200,000 mail-in ballots that mm-hmm. had been improperly in some way, shape, or form cast. And we objected to these ballots, and in Milwaukee and Dane County, so that would be Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee, City of Madison, as you can imagine, two liberal towns that allowed for these ballots to count. And there were so many egregious things that were done, and we objected to those things. Over 200,000 ballots that we believe were improperly cast.
Well, it's more than that. It's more than that now.
State by 20,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. Now they're saying 350,000 errors, with at least 10% of those never should have been counted at all.
Right. Well, there are now more and more is being exposed. We could only expose what we could in a short period of time. We were trying to prove that, for example, these ballots that were dropped off mm-hmm. in ballot boxes should not have counted, because under state statute, it is required that you hand deliver these to someone who is an official with mm-hmm. the Supervisor of Elections office. They have these things called Democracy in the Park, mm-hmm. where you would literally have people, random people there, to receive ballots. And these people didn't work for the Supervisor of Elections. And that was our objection, was you can't just have random boxes in the middle of cities saying, okay, mm-hmm. we collected people's ballots. Mm-hmm. We objected to those. Mm-hmm. We objected to mail-in ballots that didn't have the conditions precedent required. For example, in Wisconsin, they require you to have a witness signature, a witness address, mm-hmm. and have their date and all of that. If any one of those things is missing, under Wisconsin law, that ballot is void. Mm-hmm. Yet they counted hundreds of thousands of ballots that way.
Yeah.
Another egregious example. In nursing homes, they're supposed to replicate a polling location. So, in other words, have a Democrat and a Republican there and all the requirements that a poll site is supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The Supervisor of Elections said, nope, no one is allowed to go into nursing homes. Nursing homes will fill out the ballots. They'll help the patients there, the residents there, fill it out themselves. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want an SEIU employee who has no training, who has no understanding of anything related to elections, to be filling out a ballot and maybe filling it out in her or his own preference.
Mm-hmm. All right, would you like to take a call? Would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, that sounds like me. I'm Bill in Sarasota.
Hey, Bill. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to take your newsflash guy, I didn't catch his name, to task. He's calling Mussolini in Italy a right-winger, and fascism is a left-wing ideology.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
true.
And he was a fascist. And so, I mean, you guys have a lot of people's ears. And I wanted to correct the record, come on, guys, get it right.
Well, I didn't hear it, Bill, but I'll mention it to that's the network news department. That's not us.
Oh, okay. Well, he said that the new prime minister-elect of Italy, the first right-wing prime minister since Mussolini.
But again, as I said, that's the network news person, not us.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. So thank you very much, Bill.
About Wisconsin, can I for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
I applaud what she's doing. This is amazing. I wondered if she had seen the 2000 Mules movie, and because Wisconsin was not involved in the movie, was not cited. Does that square with her evidence? It sounds like it does.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. I think they were just trying to cover as much as possible, but there was so much. There were so many states to cover. You know, they did what they could. But Wisconsin really did have such it was so egregious mm-hmm. because the numbers that Trump lost by 20,000 votes, when you compare it to the 200,000 ballots that mm-hmm. we exposed for being improperly cast, look, I'm not here to say, oh, every single one of those would have been for Trump or not. I'm just here to say that those ballots were improperly cast, and they did nothing about it. They didn't give a damn. They said, nope, doesn't matter. But it went truly against the state laws of Wisconsin. So why are you allowing those to be cast? And when I was objecting to them against the Democrat attorneys, that was the Republican attorney when I was objecting, you know, their answer was, so you want to disenfranchise voters?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to disenfranchise any voter who did not properly follow the law. Yes, they should not, their vote should not count. Just
well,
like when I take a test.
At the time, when you were in up there in Wisconsin, you and I talked on the phone because I thought what you were doing needed to be reported. And we talked about, I think it was like 25,000 votes or something like that that you'd found?
No, we found over 200,000.
Yeah, but now we're up to 350,000, and I mean, my God.
This is actually something completely different. What Epoch Times is reporting on is completely separate and apart from what we did.
So this is on top of what you did?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. So that's over 500,000 votes.
Yes.
And they're saying 10% of this 350,000, 10% never should have been counted at all.
What I'm saying is that Trump only lost by 20,000 votes.
Jeez.
So.
Go ahead.
If you're looking at what Epoch Times is covering, they're saying over 350,000 show that they were inaccurate, that these voters, for example, the voter rolls weren't cleaned up. You have 60,000 issues that warrant either explanation or correction. In Milwaukee County, 12,000 registered voters' addresses are vacant places. The laws in Wisconsin, every state's different, but the laws in Wisconsin require that the place where you lay your head every night to sleep is your address. They're saying that there were 29,000 people that filled out change of address forms but are still active on the voter list of their old address.
Yes.
22,000 address errors in two counties.
Yes.
I mean, there are just so many things that they are alleging that their research has found that would have raised flags had it been timely and contemporaneous with the election.
By the way, we're going to run out of time, and I want to let you know that George the Godfather is saying you were one of the strongest volunteers about election integrity, and what you've exposed is nothing short of a miracle.
Well, thank you.
So that's from George. Okay, and I got to let you go. We'll talk again about this because this isn't going away, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, well, we'll talk again about this. So I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Denise, yeah, that's Amanda Mackey, everybody, and she ran for Congress. She didn't make it, but she's a good person, and she's doing good things.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks. On the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. But for you people listening to us around the country, if you're having a problem trying to get a part, or if you're trying to get a decent pair of blinds, shades, or shutters, and you're not necessarily getting the price you think you should be getting, how about calling up Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. They'll be more than happy to talk to you and try to help you. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And the Bucks took it on the chin. I think they should have won that game, but that's just me.
Well, Captain, you know, they had the chances, that's to say the least. But, you know, they could at least went into overtime. They made a mistake there on the two-point conversion that did cost them. But before the half, you know, it could have been 21-3 Green Bay also. So very weird, interesting game, to say the least, how it all transpired. But, you know, two good teams, two good quarterbacks, and that's what you have. 14-12 Green Bay Packers, so we can't play Buccaneers. Now, in the earlier games, the Miami Dolphins, you know, took care of business at home against the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo had a shot there to win at the end and didn't happen. So that's another game that you could look and go, wow, it could have gone the other way. Miami's 3-0, first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see the Dolphins can continue on their, you know, success.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny, 50 years ago is when they went, you know, undefeated. Now, I don't see that happen, but it's kind of ironic. But a few teams 3-0 in the National Football League. The Bengals woke up against the New York Jets, Captain. They won 27-12. We'll see if the Super Bowl AFC champs from last year can find a way to get back in the groove and they'll make the playoffs. We shall see. The Las Vegas Raiders went out to Tennessee, and Tennessee, after getting killed by Buffalo last Monday night, held on to win 24-22. So congratulations to the Titans. The Tennessee Volunteers did well against the Florida Gators over the weekend, too. So they're happy up there in Tennessee, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And Middle Tennessee State beat the Miami Hurricanes. So a lot of interesting things happening up there in Tennessee, sir. So very interesting stuff. And then the Carolina Panthers, they won 22. The Saints, 14. The Saints just can't seem to get any real offense going this year with Jameis Winston at quarterback. And,
is he not playing hurt?
He is, Captain. Very good.
Because a couple times it looked like he was really wincing, and then I heard him talk about his fractured back. Well, if you're wearing a brace with a fractured back, you've got pain. I'm sorry. I've had that happen to me twice. You've got pain no matter what you do. You can breathe hard and have pain.
You're right, Captain. You're right. He is going through a lot, and just thought they were going to do a little bit better this year, but it's just not working out for him. The Patriots are low down, talking about quarterbacks getting hurt. Mac Jones looks like he really hurt some ligaments and tendons. I don't know what's going to happen for him the rest of the year. But the Ravens, you know, they bounced back after that crazy loss to the Miami Dolphins last week, 42-38, giving up 28 unanswered points. They almost gave it up yesterday, too, Captain, then they pulled away at the end against New England to win 37-26. Minnesota Vikings came back from their Monday night debacle and won 28-24 over the Detroit Lions. Detroit's playing a lot better this year than people thought they were going to do. They put some points on the board.
Good.
They're hanging in there. Yeah, I'd like to see that place get back to, you know, the good old Motor City, Captain. All the people up there and just being a great part of our country. You know, we need to get Detroit back to, you know, what it's capable of. And then the Eagles, I mean, they're on a roll, man. They won 24-8 over the Washington, you know, the football team, we'll call them, okay, instead of the commies today. But anyway. And then the Colts, they upset the Chiefs 20-17. I mean, just some crazy things, Captain, you know, happened that nobody thought would happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears, they won 23-20 over the Houston Texans. They're playing better than people thought they would do.
I know somebody that's in shock over that.
Yes, sir.
The Bears.
It's just amazing. I'll tell you another shocker, Jacksonville Jaguars, you know?
Oh, yeah.
38-10. They're playing some great football up there. Doug Pederson, who won the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, has that team really shaping up and doing well to go all the way out to L.A. and beat the Chargers. As dominantly as they did also, it was very impressive. And then the L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 20-12, Captain. And then your Falcons. And the Falcons, all our friends up there in Atlanta who listen to the show, 27-23. They went out to Seattle and won. Very unique, Captain. All 4 o'clock games, not one home team won. Very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual, especially with the traveling. So, you know, it's not easy to go all the way from Jacksonville to L.A. The Rams to the Cardinals wasn't a bad trip. division rivalry that you could have gone either way. And then, you know, the Packers coming all the way to Tampa Bay. And then last night's game, boy, golly, it's more of a baseball game, Captain. You have safety, you know, 7-5 at one time. Game ended up to be 11-10. Denver Broncos over San Francisco 49ers. Very unique ball game.
Okay,
and
so
tonight.
So getting back to baseball, we have Aaron Judge is stuck on what, 60?
Yes, 61. He's stuck on 61 right now. So
all right.
We will see.
And Pujols has done what he needed to do. He's got his 700.
He did. He probably got to go 700, Captain. Very cool, man. Very cool. No question about it.
Yep.
Very nice. Very happy for that man. The fans here keep the baseball. He just wants to keep the baseball. It's kind of neat. You know,
it's all about money.
For $1 million.
Yeah, it's all about money. You watch and see.
You think he will sell it? We shall see.
Sure.
Yeah, it'll be a. You know, the toll host is like, hey, let him keep it if he loves it that much. So that's kind of funny how that's going to transpire. And then tonight, Captain, we have the New York football Giants, as they say, at home.
No. Let me do my. Here we go. The New York football Giants.
Yeah,
you got to do the Giants. That's because that's the way Howard Cosell did it.
Our boy, Howard Cosell. The Cowboys with Cooper Rush. The kid filled in admirably last week for Dak Prescott, so we'll see if he does it this week. So I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Should be exciting and interesting. And then, you and I will talk Wednesday about, the rest of the docket. And then Friday, obviously, we'll talk a little college, get everybody up to speed there. A lot of changes. Florida State has made the top 25 now. Okay? Miami's out of it. So, and the Gators. You know, are out in the top 25 too now. So that's where we stand in that department. So it's going to be interesting the rest of the year in college football, let alone pro football. So with that being said, it's going to be an interesting Medicare season coming up, Captain. A lot of companies coming into town doing some different things, and I can help you out with that and inform you. Also, any other insurance needs you have, feel free to call me. You know, they're not going to be writing any insurance right now with the hurricane, you know, in the waters. They never do. So nothing I can do for you there right now to this past.
Well, they take those guys and they make them adjusters, don't they?
Yeah, it's a pitch. But they won't let you write any policies, you know, this time. So, and I get it. Everybody in the government, you know, design everything they can. And then if they do get hit, you know. Go insure yourself before it's, you know, the risk is fair for both parties. So, anyway, I can help people out with that, Captain. I've helped you out with these things, and I can help out more people. But you got to give me a call. It's real simple, 813-966-1052. I can save you money and also put money in your Social Security check and develop a program and a product for you to make you have peace of mind in the deed. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Have a safe morning, everybody, and take it easy out there.
All righty. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone insurance type quarterback guy, and I've run out of time, so I got to move along with what I got to move along with. But it is what it is. And, as they say, it is what it is. Now, in the meantime, I'll be back tonight, and we're going to try to keep you up to date as best we can with the information we're getting about the storm. God bless America. Please stay safe.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.